So, willkommen zum zweiten Vortrag dieser Runde. Wir bleiben beim Indoor-Mapping. Jetzt haben wir gehört, wie die Daten benutzt werden. Und der zweite Vortrag wird sich damit beschäftigen, wo wir die Daten herkriegen, nämlich von bestehenden Plänen, wie man die verwenden kann, damit man dann Indoor-Daten hat. Der Vortrag von Subhashini Krishnakumar und Helga Tauschner von der Bauhaus-Universität in Weimar. Der Vortrag ist in Englisch. Die Fragen können dann aber gerne in Deutsch gestellt werden, auch wieder gerne auch über die App. Bitte.
Ja, Helga Tauscher, ich brauche den Namen gar nicht nochmal sagen. Subhashini Krishnakumar von der Bauhaus-Universität Weimar. Wir wollen hier ein interdisziplinäres Projekt vorstellen. Ich selber bin Bauinformatikerin, Subhashini Krishnakumar ist Geoinformatikerin. Wir haben noch einen Imwelt-Ingenieur mit dabei, Level Out heißt das Projekt. Der Vortrag wird auf Englisch sein, Fragen können auf Deutsch gestellt werden. Und damit gebe ich einfach.
Hello everyone, and as Dr. Tauscher said, we are working on the project Level Out, and here today you'll see how we are extracting floor plans from digital building models in this project Level Out. So first let's start with why indoor data matters to us. So with the significant amount of time spent in our indoors, it is very essential for us to know about our indoors. So with whatever outdoor navigation systems we have, it is very easy for us to navigate around in the outdoor space, and you can easily reach any destination. If you have like a smartphone and internet, it's very easy for you to reach any destination you like. But imagine once you have entered the destination and you have reached your place of interest and you're inside the building. So everyone would have had this scenario in your life where you are inside a building and you don't have any indoor data to navigate you or guide you, like this, like the one we had here. It is very difficult for you to find your way around. Maybe you didn't reach there on time. So we know indoor data is quite important for to help us in these situations, because with indoor data, it's the basis for the indoor maps. With the indoor positioning systems, it can help you better orient your way inside complex buildings, for example, like airports or huge university buildings and so on. So why we are doing this project? Because we can clearly see the demand for the indoor data is quite high, and there are not much indoor data available out there. And whatever methods we have up until now to extract these data is very labor intensive, and they are also very time consuming. So in the project Level Out, we are trying to extract indoor data from digital building models in an automated fashion. So we will use the digital building models as a source, and in three target formats, CityGML, IndoGML, and OSM, we are trying to populate the indoor data. Here you can see the example of a digital building model. So this digital building model is actually from the construction industry, and you can see how intricate the model is, and it has a lot of intricate details of the building which is going to be constructed or which is already constructed. So the construction industry actually uses this digital building model in order to to help in the planning process of a building, planning and construction process. And this data is already available from the construction side, but we don't need all these intricate details of a building for navigation inside. We just need some pertinent entities from these building models in order to build our floor plans for the indoor maps. So we will focus on using this digital models which are available from the construction industry, and we will extract whatever entities we need in order to create the indoor data in the target formats. So here is the Level Out platform with its source and the target models. So as I mentioned already, our source is the digital building models in the IFC format, and the target formats in which we are trying to populate indoor data is CityGML, IndoGML, and OpenStreetMaps. And so we have like a three-step process. So one is a source side, and we have a target side, and intermediate we have like an intermediate model where the source data will be mapped, and it will be finally converted to the target formats. So we will see shortly about the target formats. So we are using two of the OGC application, GML application schemas. One is CityGML, another one is IndoGML. So CityGML is standard which is mainly focused for the virtual 3D city models. It has like many modules. For example, you can see in CityGML you have land use, transportation, water body. To map all the landscapes, you have more modules. But since our focus is just to work with building data of the interior spaces, we are using the construction module, where building is a part of the construction module in the latest version. So we are using the version 3.0. And CityGML can represent both outdoor and indoor spaces. So then there's another standard, IndoGML. So we already have one standard like CityGML or IFC that can already handle indoor spaces. But this standard, IndoGML, is also for modeling indoor spatial information. But the main focus of this standard is not only modeling the space, but it focuses on the navigation of navigation inside the indoor space. So the main focus of the IndoGML model is to help in indoor navigation. And last, not the least, we are focusing on the indoor part of OSM. We are planning to use a simple indoor tagging scheme. So now we'll see a bit in detail how the approach goes. So we have like three steps. So you have a source side where we are using the digital building models, taking some entities from them to convert to the target. But since the focus of this talk is more on the geospatial side, I will just briefly touch about the source side later in the presentation. But we will talk more about how we are using the intermediate model and from there how it's going to get converted to the target formats. So on the target side, we're using bottom-up approach. So we will first create a sample data in the three formats. So from the sample data, we try to identify, okay, what type of inputs we need in order to build this intermediate model so that we can get those relevant entities from the IFC side. So here you can see these in the UML diagram. These are the important entities which we found from the commonalities of the target models in order to build this intermediate model. So you can see we have buildings, stories, door, rooms, corners, and so on. Since this work is still in progress, this project is not yet complete. So we will also have entities like wall, which will be included here from the intermediate model to map to the target ones. We will look in detail how this mapping takes place from the intermediate to the target. Here are the entities we have identified, these elements from the intermediate model will be mapped onto three target formats. For example, here if you see the building from the intermediate will go to a building in CityGML. Similarly, in IndoGML, it will go to indoor features. In OSM, it will be tagged as it will be marked as a way with the building tag. And these are the other elements which we are focusing on. And similarly, you can see the room, how it goes to a building room in CityGML. And in IndoGML, we have the concept of cell spaces. So all the rooms will be mapped to cells. And in OSM, again, we have a way where we have the indoor tag as a room. So this table will be better understood if I tell you with an example. So we'll see in the next slide. This is a sample GML snippet of the CityGML file. Here you can see how the building element is mapped onto the CityGML building, and you have the other element room, which is actually a polygon, and the polygon's dimension is given in as a linear ring. So similarly, we will map all the other elements like story, wall, doors, corners, rooms to the CityGML format. So similarly, you can see one other example in IndoGML, but before going into this example, we'll see how space is handled in IndoGML, then we'll come back to the example. So in IndoGML, everything is a cell. For example, here you can see we have two rooms, room one and room two. So we have like two cells, cell one and cell two. So every space is considered as a cell in IndoGML. So they have two variations to represent the data. One is you can have the walls and the doors as just boundaries of the cells. Another variant, you can treat them as cell spaces with certain thickness and so on. So the one variant where the walls and the doors are mapped to boundaries, they are thin-walled model. And in thick-walled model, everything is treated as a cell space which has a certain thickness, which you can see in the diagram below here. So in IndoGML, here you can see how a cell space, how a room is mapped as a cell space, and similarly to CityGML, they're also the geometry is described as a linear ring, and the mapping of all the other elements will follow. And next, we come to OSM. In OSM, it's a bit different. Every space is, here we have nodes and ways. So we map a building as a way, and even the room is a way, but we have individual tags to differentiate them. And one of the important tags which help the user to identify that the building has an indoor coverage is the min level and the max level tags. So this helps in for the user to know, yes, the building has an indoor coverage and so on. So all of these conversion process from the IFC to the target will execute in a BIM server. So in BIM server, we have created interfaces where we implement checking routines for the IFC data, and we will define what type of entities we are looking for. And the BIM server will, in the BIM server, the checking routines will run, and it will check if the necessary entities we need for conversion is available in the IFC file. Here you can see the example of the Neues-Verwaltungszentrum in Dresden. So this is the sample file which we will be using to test our platform once our platform is fully constructed. So once we extract the pertinent entities from the IFC here, the next thing we'll do is we'll use a serializer, and the entities from the IFC side will be mapped onto the intermediate model, and from there it will be converted to these three target formats. And all these processes will run on the BIM server. So BIM server actually helps in viewing your IFC data, maintaining your the IFC data. And since the BIM server is written in Java, all of the functionalities of our intermediate model is also implemented in Java. And we rely on certain libraries for our project. For OSM, we use the OSM4j. And in CityGML4j, we use the core and the XML packages. And similarly for IndoGML, we use the JaxBee bindings of the OGC schemas of IndoGML. And the final step is validation of the data we create. So for testing our intermediate model, right now we have created a small two-story building, and we will validate them in different forms of validation. For example, we have visual validation, we validate the semantic and syntactic correctness, and we also validate the geometry of the file that we create. So for visual validation, we rely on certain tools like the FZK viewer for the CityGML, and the InViewer for the IndoGML, and the JOSM for OSM. So here you can see the sample two-story building. And this is the example of the two-story building which is created in CityGML. We use the FZK viewer to view the file. For CityGML, there are other visual validation tools like 3D City database, importer, exporter, and 3D City doctor, and so on. But some of these tools are not yet upgraded for the, since we're using the latest version of 3.0, it's not upgraded for the latest version. Once these tools are upgraded for the latest version, we also intend to use them for the validation purposes. They also serve as indirect validation tools because these softwares, before opening the files, they check if the XML schema is a valid one. And if it's not valid, then it'll show an error message. So it's like an indirect validation for our data. Here you can see the cell spaces created in IndoGML, and this viewer is actually based on the Unity 3D game engine, and every room is represented as a cell space in the IndoGML. And the last one is the Java OpenStreetMap editor. Here you can see each room has a certain tags associated with it, a building tag and an indoor tag specifying the building is having an indoor coverage. For the syntactic and semantic validation, we use the OGC test harness. The OGC site provides the test suites for CityGML and IndoGML where you can validate if the files against the XST schemas, XST, so that you can see if the file is well-formed and so on. For OSM, we don't have a specific checker to check the schema, so we intend on using the SIT map checker, which is developed as a tool under the project Accessible Maps in TU Dresden. So this tool will actually help to see if there's no overlap of buildings and if there are certain permissible tags used and there's no overhangs of rooms so that they don't cross the building outlines and so on. So and then geometry validation, we are planning to use the Val3DT tool. Since we're using just 2D primitives for our data, Val3DT will help us in the geometry validation. So this is the outlook, and since I mentioned already, we are it's a project which is still in progress. Right now, we are extracting IFC entities from the Neues Verwaltungszentrum in Dresden, which will be converted to three target formats, CityGML, IndoGML, and OpenStreetMaps. And we will also establish other elements in the intermediate model like walls, doors, and connection between different levels. Right now, our project is having only a thin walled model, and in future, we're also planning to have a variant of thick wall. So these are the expected outcomes of our project. Once the project is complete, we'll have a web application where you can give your digital building model as an input, and that will be automatically extracted as 2.5D floor plans for indoor data in three different formats, where you can also have some collateral outputs such as when the building owners contribute their data for the conversion, then it will lead to volunteer mapping, and there will also be increased geospatial data for indoor spaces and in open data to be widely used. Once the platform is complete, so we have a lot of indoor data. So what are the applications we can use them for? So the prime application is going to be in combination with the indoor positioning systems. They are going to be used for navigation. But other than that, like even in commercial setups, when you have a commercial building and with sensors, if you can identify the population flow inside, where the population flow is high inside a building, you can also find for commercial applications like hotspots of sale and so on. You can use it for things such as asset tracking with sensor data being transferred to any application. For all these, indoor data is going to be the basis, and the indoor maps will form the basis for many of the future applications like autonomous navigation and so on. So thank you so much for your time. And here you can see the project website, and this is our team. And this project is funded by the Bundesministerium für Digitales und Verkehr. And here are some references. Here are some references. Thank you so much.